Hey, everybody. You're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody. This is your Plant Pusher, pushing all the dopest plants on you. And today on Plant Pusher, guys, you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about anise. And let me tell you something. I use anise almost every single day. I love it in my seasoning. I love it in my creations. I love it in the washes that I make. I live for it. Okay? Guilty as charged. But I want to talk to you about the amazing history and benefits of anise. And I want you to know that anise has been used for centuries. So let me ask you guys something. Have you ever really wanted like a really smoky, deep, aromatic spice in your life? That's what anise does for you. Anise has these decadent, deep flowing aromas and beautiful like taste profiles. I've seen it used in people that really enjoy it with mushrooms. I've seen it also used in teas. I've seen people enjoy it in a variety of coffees. This is an experience that is meant for your taste buds and your well-being, but it's also been used to take care of the body. So let's talk about anise and what it does for you, because more than anything else, this versatile spice is going to rock your world. I love anise because it's native to the Eastern Mediterranean region and Southwest Asia. But anise has been prized for its cultural and culinary medicinal properties since the ancient times, guys, okay? Long time coming, way, way back. But let's talk about why it was highly valued by the ancient Egyptians, Romans, and even Greeks, because it's got that flavor, it's got those distinct therapeutic benefits, and one of the most well-known uses for anise is a flavoring agent in cooking. It's baking, the sweet licorice kind of aroma. It's got this beautiful spice to it that's complex. It's got a variety of dishes that it gives a kick to, like your desserts, your beverages, and even your breads. But all around the world, even in Italian biscotti, Indian curries, Middle Eastern sweets, anise is there as a culinary use for its value. But let's not miss the digestive and the medicinal properties. It's going to aid in digestion, but you know, it also aids to alleviate kind of a cough and colds. Also, y'all know how I feel about being anti-inflammatory, because you don't need the extra inflammation in your body. And it's got antimicrobial benefits as well. And you know, that's all about us fighting back on bacteria and things that are negative for the body and the skin. I love that because it's high in antioxidants and it makes it a valuable ingredient in any natural remedy that you really could choose. Anise has also been produced for like essential oils, guys. People extract it. They use the whole seed and the plant. Not only that, but it's got some calming and some soothing effects. Many believe it's there to reduce stress, increase relaxation, and it can even be diffused and used topically on the skin. So whether you are a throw it in the air kitchen cook extraordinaire, you're an enthusiast of all things culinary, or you just love to make your favorite tea, reach and grab some anise, because it's the spice that's worth exploring. I want you to put this on you, in you, around you, and through you, because this is the way to go. So if you haven't tried some anise, grab some, because it's so versatile and so tasty, and we want your digestive tract to be increased. We want you to fight germs and bacteria, and then we also want you to reduce inflammation in your body. Why? Because the plant keeps on giving, and I'm your plant pusher, and I push new and dope plants on you every single day here at Plant Pusher. So I can't wait to tell you about a new plant next time. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.